Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 64. Rav Yossi talked about, Braisa said that if one designated his Pesach and it became lost, and he designated another instead of it here on Yuma 64, and afterwards the first one was found, and both now stand before us available for sacrifice, he may offer whichever of them he wishes, according to the words of the sages. I stand corrected, not Rav Yossi, but the sages. So if one was lost and then he had another one, you could give up whichever one you want. It brings to mind for me the idea how anything material is really, really replaceable. After 120 years, we don't take anything material with us. Our palms are open, I've mentioned many times, and when we come into the world, our palms are closed. We're trying to grasp as much as we can. We're trying to grab as much as we can. After 120, we can't grab anything. We have to let everything go. So here in our lifetime, why do we get attached to materialistic things? Why do we care so much about materialistic things? In general, and I'm not talking the big things, it's understandable. You make a home, you create a home, you do renovations to the home, yeah. You get attached to the home, you do a lot of work in it, you put a lot of money into it. Even the car, I understand, you know, you put a lot of money into it, you travel with it, it's with you for years. But let's try to hone in on the fact that we're a little too attached to really materialistic things, at least on a small level. I had a laptop the other month, and for some reason I accidentally spilled very hot cocoa on it, and I basically shorted out. And a year or two ago, a different laptop basically just stopped functioning, and both times had to be replaced. And you know, I say to my wife a lot, money comes and goes, but happiness and memories and taking care of the wife and kids, that's what's really important. And that's really a lesson that I try myself to live by. I could tell you money comes and goes very easily, especially with young Jewish families where we know there's so much to take on, so much tuition to pay, so much debt that creeps up on the credit card bills that all of us have. Money comes and goes. Materialistic things, we shouldn't have an attachment to, whether you have this one or that one, and I misplaced one of my iPods, we have the other iPod, whatever, you know? So that's what Hashem wants, and I'm not a careless person, I try my hardest to be organized, but sometimes things happen, we lose things, or things break. Are we attached to these materialistic things? Do these things really matter, or can it be replaced? It's just another thing that could be replaced. Yeah, okay, so it was X amount of dollars, okay, it was X amount of dollars. Just the other day, I had to replace the window screens because they got all fucked and they broke. Am I attached to those window screens? No, they had to be fixed. Okay. When we moved in, we had this washer dryer that was very, very small. We had to replace it. Okay. I didn't have any attachment to it. Thank God family helped to be able to replace. And then we did the kitchen. We had to replace things. But these are materialistic things. It's not by and large the fundamental aspects of our lives. That's why we shouldn't be too tied down to the materialistic things. We say, yeah, we put so much work into the kitchen. It would be so difficult to leave behind the kitchen element of our house to make aliyah. But then I think, you know what? If Mashiach came and the third base of Mingus came, we'd go, right? Bli neder, Amir Tashem, we would go. So why are we so hesitant just because of materialistic things? Come on, are we so attached to materialistic things? In general, these are things that are just things. They don't come with us. The Gemara teaches us if you have one and you lost, you have another one, you choose whichever one you want to give because it's just an aspect to connect to Hashem. If we lose our phone or the phone breaks, all right, you get another one, whatever. And granted, we shouldn't be too loosey-goosey in this generation. We just replace things instead of fixing things like the previous generation. But maybe it's a lesson that we're not too attached to them. That's why we replace them, because we don't have a fundamental attachment to it. Because from a Judaic perspective, a Jewish perspective, that's not what's important in life. The spirituality, the ruchnius, the Torah, the mitzvahs, and the chesed, which hopefully are done through a conduit of materialism, which is the main aspect of life, taking the mundane and elevating it to the spiritual, taking a phone, for example, and using it for Torah, try to use it for podcasts and whatnot, that's what we could do in the life. So don't be too attached to any materialistic thing. As the Gemara talks, you have one carbon, you have another one, you have one item, you have another one, you could choose whichever one to give, as long as you're servicing Hashem. Use everything you have in your life. Don't get too attached to the materialistic things. Service Hashem as best as you can. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 65 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.